Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, winter has hit Florida, which took a long time coming this year. Usually we've had several chilly days like this by this time. Excuse me, especially since this is nearing the very last day of November. But it's like 50 degrees outside, which is pretty chilly for us. And great day to have the oven going all day. And, of course, that's our plan. There's a giant ham in there now, and when that's finished, I'll put the turkey in. We'll eat around 5 o'clock. It should be a pretty happy day because all my family will be here. And I have a big family, and I'm a gatherer. And I'm glad that they'll all be here with me because I think that it's something that you need to hang on to. This morning, perusing Facebook, I saw a few comments from people that I know and care about, and I know that they're very fulfilled in many aspects of their life. But today, and I remember in a couple, actually last year and the year before, that's when I've been really active on Facebook. And I see a lot of people posting the fact that holidays, if their families are not close by, they have loving families, but everybody spreads out all over the world. And I have a lot of friends who have kids that live in Europe. And that's got to be hard, especially when the kids start having families of their own. And then as grandparents, they're not a part of that life. Grandchildren are an amazing part of life, an amazing, amazing part of life. And I guess if I were to talk about what I'm really grateful for today, not just all the time, but today, I got some good news yesterday. Well, it's not great news, but it's news that works into the scheme of things. I'd like to share today that my sister that is right next to me, who we're 19 months apart, is dying of cancer. And I will be there a week from today. And she had a turn for the worse this week, and I was afraid she wasn't going to wait for myself, my younger sister, and my younger brother to get there. But it appears as though they've got her relatively stabilized. And for this, I am incredibly grateful. When you're close to a brother or a sister, especially when they're almost the same age as you, it's the person that, once your parents are gone, that you've been with the longest in your life. Since the day Barbara was born, she's been my sister. So I am very grateful for the fact that I will get to talk to her, laugh a little bit, and say goodbye. I'm also grateful for being blessed with many, many wonderful friends, one of which, who is my co-host on this show, I'm going to bring her in right now so we can chat a little bit before people start calling in. Good morning, Shelley. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Rainey. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone listening.
So, how are you today? Everything all right? You got everything organized for your day today?
Oh, yeah. Today is going to be a very light day for me because we're actually doing our family celebration Saturday. So, Saturday will be our hectic day. Today is our kind of light day. I'm just kind of hanging out with my mom. My mom lives with me. And not really doing much of anything else, catching up on some editing of my book, which I'm actually looking forward to, and probably playing some games with Mom, and we're just going to have a light meal later. We're not going to do the whole Thanksgiving meal until Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we are doing some fun stuff today and a little bit of a festive meal, but not the big one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, yesterday when I read some of the stuff about Thanksgiving, you remember it said that originally Thanksgiving celebration lasted 3 days. And I got thinking to myself, for a lot of us, it does that now. When when I was really young and the kids were little, I'd make dinner, my mother-in-law would make dinner, and my mom would make dinner. So, you know, we'd have them on different days. I know some people that don't cook themselves and have, like, 2 to 4 different family members that they visit on Thanksgiving Day. So it is a time of really remembering who you are, what you have, and how to appreciate it. So I did have some Facebook things. Jeff Huntley, whom I love, wrote in after I posted what we were talking about today. I posted, I've lined up some friends and family to call in tomorrow to share what they are thankful for. You're welcome to call 347-989-0352 and join us. Even in these stressful times, there is always much to be grateful for. I am grateful for many people, things, and feelings. And I got a lot of well wishes from people. One is from Jeff. Renee, I am and always will be thankful for you. I loved that, of course, made my morning. And my cousin, I have so much to be thankful for, and every day I'm grateful for all that I have to be thankful for. Love you, Renee. I'm keeping Barbara in my thoughts and in my heart. So, but then I also got some sad things. I got some sad things from some people I know who don't live in town, and they're lonely. They're lonely because their families live a long ways away. And even though they have lots of friendships and everything, it appears, but they, you know, there's no place to belong on this day, because when you just surround yourself with friends, you know, unless it's really, really, really a close friendship, they're usually doing things with their families on days like this. So if you're not a part of that niche, then I can see why you would feel lonely. And I think that that very sadly happens a lot. If I have friends like that, I always try to include them in my days. But sometimes it's, you know, it's just not doable. So my heart goes out to those folks that, you know, that are feeling alone today. You're not. You're in our hearts, and sometimes that's better than being in the room with you. So share a little bit. Is Nina going to call us this morning, Shel?
Yeah, 7:15 I asked her to call in.
Okay, beautiful. So
I did write up a little quick something, if I have time to read it before the show's over.
Okay, sure. Go ahead, read it now while we're waiting for people to call.
Okay. All right, and this isn't what I normally would do. I just did this real quick last night before I went to bed because I wanted to have something. This could go on for a lot more pages, but it's just something quick. I was trying to kind of spread my thoughts around of what I'm thankful for. I am thankful for my family and friends and that I was able to travel to Germany and Paris earlier this year to see my nephew who was in the Air Force. What a wonderful adventure that was. I'm so grateful for my loving companion animals, my dogs Leo and Marcus, and my cats Pumpkin and Dennis. I am thankful for my dependable car. I am thankful for my comfortable home with running water, lights, and air conditioning, and for my beautiful property with many trees and thick foliage. I'm thankful for the remarkable living planet we live on, where I can take in the beauty of the waves crashing to the shore as I walk on the beach, where I can gaze into the magnificence of a blue sky with imaginative fluffy white clouds and see majestic mountainsides, tranquil rivers, and the power of the open seas. I am so grateful and appreciative for all of nature with her wonders, beauty, and power that make me feel small at times and yet at the same time totally connected to all there is, with a feeling that I am part of something so much bigger than I am and something that's quite amazing. I am thankful for every day that I can pursue bettering myself in some way or have the opportunity to empower another to do so for themselves. And finally, I am thankful for the fact that I am grateful and appreciative for what I have and who I am, as that feeling makes my life very joyful.
Very nice. Very nice. And I think those are the important things. And in the little thing that I wrote on Facebook, when I said things, that's what I was thinking about, some of the things that you said there at the end. I love the ocean. I have always been enamored by looking at the sky when it's full of clouds, even during a roaring thunderstorm. I am just amazed at what Mother Nature can do. I remember one time years ago on a trip, I bet for 6 hours I watched lightning stuck inside of a cloud.
Oh, wow.
Thank God Spike was driving. Otherwise, that would have been a bad day. But I just watched, because I kept waiting for it to jump outside the cloud. And
oh,
it never
God.
Jumped outside
the
cloud.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I had never either and have never seen since. I've seen lightning in a cloud, but it always comes back out or little sparks of it fly on the outside of the cloud. This was probably, oh, golly, 15 years ago. And we were coming from the West Coast. We had been further up north, but we came down through the West Coast to visit another family member. And I was like, Spike, look at that. That lightning can't get out of that cloud. And it would keep trying. First it would light up the whole cloud, and then you could see it like pushing at the sides of the cloud like it was trying to get out, and it wouldn't get out. It was amazing, and I've never forgotten that. Of course, the joy of a rainbow, especially a double rainbow. If you've been lucky enough in your lifetime to see a double rainbow, you feel like that's going to be a very special day. Because
it was so funny because I was just about to say that one time when I was living in New York and I had driven down to Florida, when I went through Georgia, I went through a really torrential rain where, I mean, you couldn't even see the front of your car, and it took 20 minutes to get out of that. It was nerve-wracking to drive through it. But when we came out, you literally drove through a wall of rain, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're out of the rainstorm. It was the most incredible thing. But we pulled into a little rest stop area that was there, and when I looked up, there was a huge double rainbow, but it was so large and so bright, and it was like directly over us. You almost feel like you could walk a few feet and touch it. It was amazing. I had never seen I've seen rainbows before, but this one looked so real, and looked as though I could actually touch it. It was the most incredible thing that I had ever seen. And I tried to take pictures of it, and they just didn't do it justice because of the brilliance and the size of it. You couldn't reproduce on a little 4x6 photo.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was amazing.
I've taken pictures before of something that I thought I'm going to want to look at that again, but a lot is lost in a picture. And another thing that has always like really, really gotten my attention. If you're in, I'm not afraid of storms. Some people I know have, are afraid to be out in a thunder and lightning storm. I have never been, even though now that I'm older, I realize it's not a good idea to stand out in the middle of them. But I love watching the sky and big trees. Big trees who give in to what Mother Nature has to dish out and just kind of look like they're having fun with it. You know, especially here in Florida, our banyan trees and stuff like that, oh, my God. And against the night sky that's lit up, a huge tree, or even our palm trees. And our palm trees are not so big, but because they're thin and they're flexible. So they'll be like they're having fun too. It's a beautiful thing watching Mother Nature.
Yep.
And of course, there's nothing quite like if you grew up north, waking up on, in particular, Christmas morning and seeing a fresh blanket of snow. I mean, I can't think of anything that's more pristine and looks more like, oh my God, this is like magical. Really magical.
Mm-hmm.
The snow twinkles like it's got little chips of diamonds in it. And if there's lights on, especially Christmas time when everybody has their colored lights on and everything, and all of those prisms are bouncing off the snow, there's nothing more beautiful. And sometimes the sad part, well, the old story, don't forget to smell the flowers. Please don't. Please don't. Don't cheat yourself.
That's right.
Out of the opportunity to appreciate what's right there in front of you. Don't miss it, because it's a bigger part of the plan, some of those beautiful things that we can see every day. If you have ever been on the ocean over here on the East Coast, when the moon is coming up and you look out on a calm ocean and you see the moon, for all the world, it looks like somebody has started a huge bonfire out on the middle of the ocean. That is also incredible, incredible to see. And and if you've never seen it, and you live around us, I would suggest that you make it a point to check it out, because it will be something you never forget. I was blessed to have parents that were okay with going to the beach for dinner when I was a kid. We'd pack a dinner in the summertime. Back in those days, we didn't have AC, so you were happy to get out of the house and get near some water.
And, well, you know, something I had written, a section of the book where I talk about the psychology of happiness and things like that, and one of the things I talk about briefly is our physical stature, and that when you are standing upright with your shoulders back and your head up, it can actually uplift your moods. When you're not feeling good, it's odd that it's, you know, people say, oh, you're feeling down or something like that. And if you look at the posture of somebody who's depressed or not feeling good, they're always kind of hunched forward a little bit. They're not standing straight. If they're sitting,
you're right.
Their head, you're like looking down. But if you, if you're in an up mood, you're upright, you know. So I always make the recommendation, and I'm not the only one who says this. A lot of people who talk about positive thinking and stuff like that, that this is advice that comes from many of the gurus in that kind of field. But they say look up, physically look up. Take your head, walk outside. Walking out in nature is such a healing experience, and it costs nothing. Walk out of your house. I don't care if it's raining or snowing. Be out in nature to some degree. Look up into the sky, look up into the trees. If you're lucky enough to be near any kind of body of water, whether it's a pond or the ocean, look out into the water and look out at distances. For some reason, I'm not sure the psychology behind it, but I do know that when you look at a distance, you look across something, it does something where it releases hormones in the brain that can uplift you. So engaging nature and physically having your posture where you're looking up is actually uplifting to your emotional feelings, and it can be a very healing experience, and it's something you can do for yourself, almost like instant therapy. It may not help you instantaneously get over a traumatic experience, but it will certainly bring your moods up a few notches, and it's
always a very, very positive thing to do what you can do for your own peace of mind. We have a caller. I think it may be Nina. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, ladies. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, Nina.
happy gobble gobble day.
Yes.
Now,
it is going to be that.
It's a non-gobble gobble day, but...
Well, it's still gobble gobble. It's just that, you know, we don't eat our friends, so.
Well, that's the good thing about tofurkey, right? It doesn't talk.
Yeah. There you go.
So, Ms. Nina, share with us what you are thankful for this year of 2013.
Wow. Well, I mean, my list is quite extensive, so I'm going to narrow it down, so that it won't take the whole show to explain it. Quite a few years ago, there was a very important lady in my life that we had some difficulties and were separated for a while. And then 2 years ago, a little over 2 years actually, something absolutely spectacular had happened that I had been praying for the time that we were separated. And the wonderful thing that happened was my sister Shelley and I were reunited. And so many blessings before that, during that, and they continue. And miracles do happen. I mean, plain and simple, miracles do happen. I am very, very thankful for my spectacular relationship with my sister, Shelley, and the wonderful people such as yourself, Rini, that I've been truly blessed to know because of Shelley, and to the extent that Shelley puts herself out there. I mean, you ladies are just absolutely wonderful. This radio show, I'm very thankful for this radio show. Very thankful for being aware of all the blessings in my life. You know, it's one thing, a lot of people are blessed and they don't even know it. And but I'm truly blessed and I know it, and I am so thankful for it every single day, every single second of every single day, and which makes me just, you know, I want more. I'm very thankful for my sister, for just the spectacular life that she has chosen and I'm a part of. I mean, writing this book, it's a journey, and it's a spectacular journey. And so that's just one little tiny thing that I'm thankful for, that miracle in my life, called my sister, Shelley.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice.
Thank you.
I, of course, for those of you who don't know, have been friends with Nina and Shelley for over 10 years, so I am aware of the little thing that happened between them. And there's a lesson in this, and we've talked about it before, and I'm going to say it again. If for some reason a rift or a wall or anything has come up between you and a family member, take a sledgehammer and smack it as hard as you can to get through, because it's a big waste of time, a big, big waste of time. And you're losing, you know, opportunities to make more memories, to have more good times, to giggle like you can only giggle with a sibling. Don't leave the wall up any longer. And everything that Nina has said is true. I watched it. I saw the things that happened, and stuff happens in our lives, and we all react to it differently. And if you if it did happen and the wall came up, you know, you can call me. I have like 4 sledgehammers in the garage, and I will be happy to lend you one. So we have another caller. Nina, I hope you'll stay on the line, because the next caller is my sister. So let's bring her in. Good morning, Patty. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
How are you doing today?
Oh, just ducky. Been up since 5. Cranberry self-made. I guess the thing I'm thankful for is that I've made 6 pounds of fudge and 4 pounds of cranberry sauce and didn't burn myself.
Well, that's always a step in the right direction. And you made the fudge so that your fat sister Rini can have some, because it's not fattening, right?
Of course, I took all
the
fat.
That's my girl.
Peanut butter and walnut.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, your house must smell nice and fattening this morning. Great. I have a ham in the oven, and the minute I had Spike get it out of the refrigerator this morning so I could trim it and get it in the oven, Chewbacca, for those that you don't know, that's our little dog, my son says to me, look at Chewy, and he's got his head up in the air, like sniffing, like, I smell ham. I smell ham. He's walking around the whole kitchen. And lands right in front of the sink, right where the ham is. He knew exactly where it was.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, Patty, tell us a little bit about what you're grateful for this year of 2013.
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that I still wake up every morning.
Yeah, that's a first, you know. First thing to be worried about, you're right.
My husband and my boys, they're growing up to be little gentlemen.
Little gentlemen? Do you have different
animals?
Kids than I know? There's nothing little about either one of your boys.
Well, then it's not quite as big as everybody else. I just like that they're all bigger than me. Make me look smaller.
I see. So, anything else? I think you have a lot to be grateful for. Tell everybody what you've accomplished in the past year and a half.
Well, due to a lot of back problems and stuff like that, I ended up gaining a lot more weight. Got up to 252 pounds, and in the last year and a half, in a size 22. I'm now in a size 8, and I weigh 138 pounds.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody how tall you are, honey.
I'm only 5'2".
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Major accomplishment. I'm very proud of Patty because she is a food lover, and because she is, for all intents and purposes, disabled and can't work, that even makes it harder. But she's also done something else. Aside from losing the weight, tell everybody about your exercise regimen, which is a big deal because she's in her middle 50s, but she's taken on an exercise regime.
That's not middle yet.
What?
I do go. I'm not middle 50s. I'm 54. That's not middle yet.
Are you pushing
okay,
it there, Rainey?
Yeah, I know. Bite my tongue, right?
I've been through extensive therapy with all kinds of different therapists and have learned different ways to do exercises without injuring myself anymore. And because of the years of doing that, I was able to take myself to a gym and do the things there. I also exercise at home. And the biggest thing I've done about my eating, of course, is my soda intake, which was ridiculous. And I eat healthier things. I still eat things that I like. I'm going to eat some of this fudge. But I'll get up and I'll eat fruit and yogurt for breakfast, and I'll eat more raw vegetables and put more vegetables on my plate than potatoes and just little things like that. I don't really stick to a diet. I just watch my portions and get better foods in me than I ever did before.
That's perfect.
Well, and
that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's made a big difference in the pain she has to endure, too, because getting rid of all that, you know, well over 100 pounds has certainly helped the back pain and the shoulder pain and all the other stuff because she has a little frame. And, you know, she's not built like me. She's not 5'8.5" and wears a size 11 or 12 shoe. She's a little thing like Barbara is.
It was real rough on them poor little 7 feet to carry around all that weight. That's made a world of difference losing the weight and my pain and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, my mobility, just everything has just, like, my life changed.
I would say all of us that are on the phone right now have a multitude of things to be grateful for, and I'm glad that we all realize it because that's a big step in the right direction, understanding and realizing that you have things to be grateful for and not pushing them aside for other things that may be happening in your life at this point in time that make you feel like everything is bad. Everything isn't bad. Something is bad, not everything. Yeah. I have another caller, and I believe this is another family member. I think this is Valerie. Let's bring her in. Good morning, Valerie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving and happy Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot my Jewish side.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you, Val.
Let me say that on the line so that you know who you're talking to. We have myself and Shelley. We have Nina and we have Patty. So everybody say good morning to Valerie.
Good morning, Valerie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Valerie, darling lady.
Mm-hmm. What are you grateful for, honey? I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have so many things to be grateful for. I have, this past 4 years has definitely been a struggle for all of us. I'm first grateful for God and my family. and my friends who have rallied behind us and helped keep us strong and get us through all these bumps in the road. I'm very grateful to the hospice of Palm Beach County for all of the wonderful help that they have given me with my mother, especially the past couple of months with all of the medical issues that my husband and myself have been going through. I'm very thankful for the Shriners of Missouri who are helping us with our medical issues with my new grandson. I'm getting emotional already, Mom.
Okay, take I'm a deep breath, honey. You're not talking about things that piss you off. You're talking about things that make you happy. So don't cry.
I know, but you know me. I get happy tears. These are happy tears because I really am truly grateful for my life and the way it is right now. And I'm very grateful. And I know I don't say this enough. Thankful for you and everything that you do for us. You have been our backbone these past 4 years. And I love you, and thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, honey.
I'm all in tears. I got to go to work.
tell everybody you ran into an allergy attack on the way into work.
Yes, I get to serve everyone today at the Feast of Thanksgiving at Hippocrates. And,
oh, boy.
And get to see some very old friends that I haven't seen and talked to in a very long time. So it's another thing to be grateful for.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be nice. Please give my love to those that you know I love and tell them I said happy Thanksgiving, honey.
I certainly will. I certainly will. And also, I don't want to forget my absolute wonderful husband who is driving me to work this morning so I can talk to you on the show here this morning. He, despite his cervical spine surgery, for 3 weeks drove himself back and forth to the hospital to come and take care of me. And I don't know what I would do without him. He is my everything.
Yeah, he's a special guy.
Yes,
I
kind of
like that guy too.
Happy Thanksgiving, Michael.
Same to you, Mom, and everybody else.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I wish everybody a glorious day, and I look forward to spending time with our family tonight after
Me
the
too,
day
honey.
At work. Okay,
Me
love
too.
Everybody.
Me too.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sweetie. We'll see you soon. Thanks. Have a good day at work.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Mom. Bye, everybody.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye, babe.
Well,
okay, so
some green beans.
You need
here.
To go? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sweetie. And I will see you in a few hours as well. So make a really big green bean casserole.
Is Shelly going to be there?
Yeah, she's going to try to stop by. She's going to try to stop by.
Well, I hope to see you, Shell.
Yeah, I'll try to stop by in a little while.
Okay. You got to try some of my
right.
plugs.
Yeah. That got my attention, definitely.
Okay. See, everybody knows about your sweet tooth, Shell.
So I've learned to bribe with food.
It always worked for me, bribing everybody
yep.
with food.
All right, ladies, I will talk to you all later, and I do hope to see you. And Nina, nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, baby. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have another caller. I think it's Danny who calls the show quite frequently. Let's bring him in.
Good
morning,
Danny. Good morning, Renee. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie pie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a great day to be thankful.
Aw, yes. Good morning, Danny. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sweetheart.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Outstanding.
Danny, on the other line, we have Shelley's sister. Her name is Nina.
Oh, this is a good change. Hello, Nina. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you, too, dear.
Likewise. I'm sure you're thankful for Shelley, and Shelley is the same.
Oh, most definitely.
Good. Renee,
so,
I'm thankful
Dan,
for you. I'm thankful for you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear about what else you're grateful for the year 2013. It's been a very 365-day roller coaster for you. So let's hear what you got.
It has been. And you know what? Just briefly, you know, I wrote a list and I thought about what I was going to say this morning, and I rarely do that, and it's kind of really hard to do it when you have to say it all on one day.
Summarize came from, honey.
Yes, it is. No, of course. My point by saying that is to think that we have to remain thankful every day, and I think that's what I'm going to do this year, is try to remain thankful for every little thing, even if it doesn't go my way. So I am thankful for one heck of a crazy year. I have two wonderful jobs after being searching for 3.5 years after budget cuts from the school board. Two wonderful jobs that I don't even feel like I'm working. I do not feel like I am working. And
it's my favorite kind of job.
Yes. When I tell you that, I feel I go into my work week begins at Vacation Village Resort. I am one of the activities managers. I love my job. I get to work with all different kinds of people from all over the world, young, old, just so many different things, and so many different people come through their doors, over 3,000 vacationers per day. And they have over 7 resorts nationwide, and I happen to be located in the headquarters right here in South Florida.
Wow.
And I'm very, very happy. Yes. And my work week starts there Wednesday through Saturday, and I go to church on Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon I rest. And then my week begins with the nonprofit Chamber of Commerce. After looking for it's a wild ride and being attacked politically, and I gained a great position as their new CEO. They've been in existence for 35 years. They have over 600-plus members, nonprofits spanning from West Palm Beach all the way south to the Florida Keys. And I am just thrilled. I am thrilled with what we're going to do with that. So I'm thankful for two wonderful jobs, because it was hard finding a job for a time being in Reno. You know some of my darkest moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure that a lot of the viewers have had their own. So it's not equal to or more than. But I'm thankful for two wonderful jobs. I'm thankful for my grandmother, who will be turning 89 in March, and who just will not be able to attend Thanksgiving with us because she just doesn't feel right, in her own words. She just doesn't feel right. So making the trip from Pompano to even Hollywood is a big deal. So we're going to go to her after we eat. And I probably wouldn't have made it one year without her. I would have probably not made it without her.
I believe you would have made it, but it was nicer to have her. I agree.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. It was definitely nicer to have her. She's my sweetheart. You see, my grandfather called her sweetie, so I wasn't allowed to do that, so I call her sweetheart.
Aww.
Oh, that's a cute story, honey.
Yes. And, yeah, Grandpa wouldn't allow me to call her sweetie. So I'm thankful for my twin brother, Oliver. You know, he and I haven't always gotten along. I went down to Miami, and our relationship has improved over the last year and a half. But it's funny, we're twins. It was supposed to be that way. But it took time, and we worked hard to make it where it is. And about 3 months ago, Rini, you know, I was attacked while speaking in Miami. And Oliver really took the reins there. He contacted all those individuals, certain individuals that I had asked for him to contact, and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. He contacted Urini, and
he did.
He didn't just send one message out. He contacted me individually on my Facebook. He took the time to ask me my login. To log in and knowing that, you know, you all would answer, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, he did a very good job with all of that, honey. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. And I healed very quickly, and the young lady that attacked me actually is getting help. So I'm actually thankful for her family for being open to talking about getting her help.
That's great.
I am thankful for my mother. You know, we've had a rough time. You know, the time when I was living with my mom, I was jobless. She just lost her job with the school board as well. She was just about to graduate with her master's in education. So she was back in school because she couldn't find a job. And, you know, there was a lot of tension. And sometimes, Rini, I just wanted to, yell and scream. And, you know, I remembered the words of my Nana, her mother, she wouldn't have appreciated that. And so, you know, sometimes we just got to hold our tongue.
That's right.
And take it and when we're children. And so I'm thankful for a lot, but I'm thankful for the small things. And the small things, which are really big things to me, are my two wonderful jobs, my family. And, of course, I'm thankful for those who have remained loyal to me through everything. Rini, you are in that list. Shelly, include yourself.
Thank you, sweetheart, and I consider myself loyal to you, so I'm glad you
good.
See that.
Likewise, please consider me too. And you know, I have a very short list, but in my young 23 years, I have realized that I don't need more than enough friends I can call on my hand, count on my hand. You know what? I only have five. And I think that's all I'll ever need. Sometimes less is more.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. You're right about that.
What is it? Yes. So, you know, I have gone through a lot, and, you know, probably some things that I shouldn't have had to go through. But I did, and there's a reason for that, and I believe in that. And I am so happy today with
good.
What is going on in my life. I think I'm on a great path, and for those listeners that are listening who don't know me, get ready for me.
That's a good announcement, Danny. And I will go along with that.
Yeah.
I will go along with that. I have always said that you are going to go someplace. You're tenacious, and you are heartfelt, and you are loyal to a fault. So yes, I agree with you. And when you get there, that's when everybody better take notice. When you get there, I want to wish
you
good luck on that journey. And I'm very proud of all the things that you've overcome in the past few years. Very proud.
Thank you.
And you still, you know, you're kind of like a, you know that little paddle that you hit the ball with, the little rubber ball that's attached with the rubber band?
With the string, yeah.
You know, yeah, with the string of rubber and the little rubber ball and the paddle, and you keep paddling, and it keeps coming back and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's you, Danny. That is you. You have tenacity like nobody I've ever known in my life. So you will go someplace.
That's a great example.
And,
I love that.
And you will make a difference. I promise you. I promise you.
Thank you very much.
I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful day to Dan.
Likewise.
And please give my love to Ollie and tell him I'm still grateful for the fact that he contacted me and let me know what was going on with you when you were hurt. So give him a hug for me.
You know, I will let him know. And you know, it's amazing how little I thought my brother listened to me. And the first person he contacted was you, that I didn't even have to say your name. That's what made me get that you are probably one of the biggest, one of the most important individuals in my life. You're welcome. But also that he actually does pay attention. And he does.
Yeah,
listen.
It sounds like
he does.
Well, and he was very knowledgeable when we talked. So you need to know that. I mean, you know, he didn't just call me and say, my brother got hurt and da-da-da. He didn't do that. He gave me all the points. He did it very well. And he was very polite, introducing himself and all that kind of stuff. And I said, oh, my gosh, Ollie, I know who you are. So we talked for a long time. He did it very, very well, very well. So give him a hug for me
you.
Today.
I will.
And tell your grandmother I sent my love, too, because we've talked several times.
Oh, she will love to hear
all.
This. Yes. And please let the Brewer family know that I love them very much and that, you know what, I'm thankful for you all. And you all have gone through so much, too. And I'm thankful to kind of have been a part in that even after, in the aftermath, and that we're able to do a lot more because of what the family has overcome and what we're able to do together, you and Irene and the community. And
that's right.
I think I'm excited for that. And you and I have some talking to do still. So
okay.
we'll do that.
We'll do that.
We will do that. Shelley, and is it Nina, I want to say, or?
Yes, it's Nina.
Yeah, Nina.
Okay. Look at that. I'm pretty good. please enjoy Thanksgiving. And from, let me end it this way, from my heart to yours, I love you all. Okay.
We love you too, Daniel. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sweetie pie.
Bye-bye
Thank
now.
You. God bless. Bye-bye. We had another caller on, and I'm hoping she comes back because I'm hoping it's Donna. But my dashboard dropped the call, so I'm hoping she's going to call back in a couple minutes. So that was nice. And on a side note, Danny and Patty have both made amazing transitions in their life over the past year. And I'm glad that they know it, and I think it's important that the people that love them recognize it, because anytime you make all those changes to bring yourself to a better place, it's, first of all, it's sometimes scary, sometimes incredibly difficult, but if you keep on keeping on, you make it. And I would say that the two of them, what I know about the journey they've been on, have done an amazing thing. And the same with Valerie. Of course, Valerie, first of all, with the struggle with my grandson, and then the struggle with her oldest daughter, and getting the news just before they went in for Big Mike to have his surgery, they found out that her newest grandchild was born with club feet and has to have all kinds of surgeries and things like that. And the Shriners in Missouri are helping the kids with that. And then all the things that happened to her. You know, sometimes it's a road that's just so filled with obstacles. And it all depends on how good a driver you are as to how you make it to the other side. And I think that the people that I'm close to and know and keep close to me are amazing survivors, just like Nina and Shelley. Nina and Shelley overcame some major obstacles with lots of extenuating circumstances and still found their way back to the true feelings that they have about each other, which is incredibly commendable. So I'm going, she hasn't asked me to bring her in, but I'm pretty sure this is Donna. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Rini, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is
this
Donna?
Good. My touch screen on my phone is going out, and I couldn't press one, and I couldn't get through. I've been trying and trying, and I'm like, oh, no. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I have Shelley and her sister Nina on the line, too. Girls, this is Donna. Donna has talked to us before, Shelley.
Yes, Donna, I remember you. Hi, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Shelley and Nina.
Happy Thanksgiving, dear.
So tell us a little bit about what you're grateful for in the year 2013, Miss Donna.
Well, mainly, you know, a lot of great friends, and grateful for you, of course, and your wonderful show.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
And just a lot of positive people in my life, and it's just meant a lot to me, you know, and it does help, you know, get you through some tough times, and so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family. I plan to go spend the day with my sister, and all of the family will be there. My brother-in-law likes to cook, and so they do all the work, and we just come and eat. So
that's a good
setup. That works out wonderful. I know that works out wonderful. So I'm grateful for that. My son, of course, and just a lot of blessings in my life. I like my job that I have. I work for my direct boss is, you know, a real good friend of mine. So, you know, we kind of tackle it all together. So that makes it easier and good. And just a lot of things in my life. And grateful for a dear friend of mine who just happens to be in my favorite singing group of all time, which is Full Force. His name is Bowlegged Lou. I just love that whole family. We've become real good friends. And his mom, Carmen, is just a wonderful person, and they're just so wonderful to everybody, and I'm just grateful for him in my life, and, you know, we talk on the phone and internet and everything, and so it's just been a great year for me. It just really has, and I'm looking forward to another great year in 2014, so just have to keep positive. Everything's not perfect, but, you know, you just have to keep your head up and just have faith and trust that, you know, things will work out, even if they don't go your way at the moment, that it'll all work out for the best eventually, you know.
That's right. Staying positive has a lot to do with how things go for you. If you,
it does,
if you're
and I've learned that, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's our own self-talk that defeats us worse than anything.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's
we
right.
have to... You know, we have to recognize it, you know, when we're doing it, and it will make us feel down. And if we feel down, we need to ask ourselves, what are we saying to ourselves, you know, and what are we really thinking internally? And we have to stop that, you know, and just try to, and even if you don't feel like it, say the opposite, and things will turn around. You know, you just got to say the opposite of, you know, if you're thinking, oh, everything's not going to work out, you have to turn it around, and even if you don't feel that way, just keep saying that, and then it somehow will. So,
yeah,
I
you're right.
Believe
you're
in
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Shelley's so a big that. Proponent of your thoughts helping you navigate. She's a big proponent of that, and she's done a in the book she's writing. She's even talking about your positive thoughts being. Being a positive navigator for your life. So we agree with you completely.
Yeah,
how
I
old is your son,
that,
Donna?
You know,
I've never asked you that. How old is
well,
your son?
My son, he's 24.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he doesn't live there with you?
No, he stays with my mom. He's always loved the country. She lives out in the country, and he's always loved it there. He always would spend weekends and summers there and everything. And so as soon as he graduated, he was gone. And but
well, that's
he,
nice
we talk
that
every day. We're
to.
Really close. And I know my mom loves having him there, you know, and they share a lot of similar interests. I mean, they both love country music, and they love watching cooking shows, and they like to do some of the same things. And he's really a he's very kind of, how can I say it? He likes things simple and calm, you know. He's very mild, and he just enjoys the peacefulness of it out there and the little things they do. And so he goes to his dad's karate class and things like that, but he just loves it there, and I just want him to be happy. So, you know, what do you do?
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
the first few months when he left, though,
you know, the empty nest was about to kill me when he first left home, you know, and I was so sad, you know, for that first year or so. But he calls me every day, and we talk for like an hour or more. You know, we're in constant contact, and, you know, we see each other. He'll come up here. We'll go out to the movies and out to eat, and we just enjoy ourselves together. But, you know, that's what he wanted to do, and I knew that he would, because he always loved it with my mom, you know, so I want him to be happy.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we all want for the people we love, and I think that's important for our own personal happiness, is that they're happy.
Exactly.
Something else about Donna you two will appreciate. She's a big animal lover. Not big animals. A big lover of animals.
You,
maybe that's how I should.
Yes, I
these
love
two
them.
Are too.
I have three dogs and a cat, and they keep me entertained.
Yep.
They all
well,
have
we,
their
I
own
think
little
we all
personalities.
Love yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she puts stories about them on Facebook and cracks me up sometimes, the things that are going on with them. And
oh,
she has little
so
pictures
funny,
of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what is it
so
you call
funny.
The little one? The littlest dog
Whittle,
there, what do you call?
Whittleteen.
Yeah, she calls him Whittleteen.
her name is Ladybug, but she is just the spiciest little chihuahua and so loving. I mean, she is the boss. She rules everything in this house.
I love
she
them.
She is hilarious. She has such
so
a big personality.
Yeah, it's funny how animals can actually reflect a little bit of us too. I see that a lot in people that love their animals and become very close to them. You know how they used to say that animals look like their owners and things like that. It's really what really happens is they reflect each other's personalities.
Yep.
Even though our animals can't talk or anything, they still pick up on our personalities, and I think that's an amazing thing. I think that all of us today, the ones that have called, the ones that have sent me well wishes on Facebook and stuff, and in my emails, I think our world is at a very, very, very precarious place. But because I know so many people who have all the right thoughts and know what's supposed to be happening, it will get better. I don't ever doubt that. I think with perseverance and overcoming the things that aren't supposed to be, we'll bring ourselves to a better place. There's no way that we can't. And it's all because of people like you guys. You care, number one. Number two, you know about loyalty. Number three, you all have integrity. All those things are going to get us to a better place. So I don't want anybody giving up or thinking that, oh, my God, we can't do this. Like hell we can't. We can do anything.
Exactly.
Anything, anything, anything. And the
right.
more times people like us, you know, join forces, you know, it's just unstoppable. So I want to thank you all for calling in today on what will be a pretty hectic day for most of us, and tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you did this when I asked you to. I love you all, and I am forever grateful myself for the friends that I have and the family that I have. And I want to thank you all. And all of you out there, have a great, great, great Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much and feel sick later. But have a great, great day, and hug everybody you come in contact with. Let's make that a pact today, okay? I love
okay,
you guys.
Sounds good.
Thank
Agreed.
You.
Thank
love you,
Reenie.
Thank you.
Bye, Shelly.
Thank you.
Nina.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thank Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
bye, girl.
Bye, Nina. I'll call
God
you in a
bless.
Little while.
Bye-bye. All right,
Nina,
love
I love you,
guys.
You. Wonderful show. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening to the show today.
Thank you.
Yes, and I say the same. From my heart to yours, I love you guys. I love you listeners. God bless, and have an absolutely spectacular day.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.